Now a little hambone and bluesy harmonica.
I used to hear this tune. I thought that feedback was on that mic, but it's not. Boop, boop, boop. It's on that. I'm me up here. I'm one of the people, and I ain't no stage ham actor or nothing like that, and I don't rehearse my foolishness before I come up here. Let me tell them a couple of little short stories here. We'll have time to do this. You know, children, I'm like the good Lord was by them. He said to suffer the little children to come unto me. Well, I love them, bless their little hearts. And I was playing at some music for them at a molasses making where they had that big old boiler pan on a little furnace outside. And when they got starting to take them out after they'd skimmed off all that old green foam so they'd be good and sweet, you know, and they were setting the boiler off where it'd cool a little bit and then going to take them up. Well, I put my guitar down, and his little granddaughter came and climbed up on my lap. It was 8 years old, and her name was Nikki. And she said, "Doc Watson, I love you," and give me a big hug. And I said, "Honey, when I get real old and ugly, you're still going to love me?" She said, "I love you now, don't I?" Oh, you couldn't have been said better. I mean, just in that kind of a voice, girls, and her that young, what do you think about that? Well, I knew it meant it in a sweet way, bless its little heart. It was a good child. And she went on her way then, and I thought about it, and got my guitar back up and picked a little more. The next fall, I'd been out stacking up some wood, and Richard's daughter, Candace, had been staying with us a whole lot, and I came in hungry as a wolf and sat down at the bar and on a little kitchen stool, and she come and climbed up on one by the side of me. And I sat about a three-line table, Grace, because I was so hungry. And she looked at her mamma and said, "Mamma, can I pray?" And she told her, "Yes, honey, if you want to." And she's just 6 years old, and she said a great long one. It must have lasted 2 minutes. Asked the Lord to bless everybody and all that good stuff, you know. And when I meant it as a compliment, David, I reached my arm over and put it around her, and I said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" And she turned around to me real sassy and said, "It was better than yours." She took it as a criticism, you know. Oh, well, I usually do one or two of those little stories on the stage, and I thought that was they're worth telling because people really enjoy the quick thinking of a little one like that. Well,
let's do a little hand bone.
And then, okay, we'll do. I'm going to do Rain Crow Bill first, and then I may switch into that old going up a cripple creek, going at a run.